we're moving to the northern leg now of the Bring Them Home Now tour and checking back in with Al Zappala of Gold Star Families for Peace. Al, how are you doing?
Okay. I don't know where we were when we last talked, but we were in Amherst, Massachusetts yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we're now on our way to Boston.
All right. So what was going on in Amherst yesterday?
Well, for me personally, it was a very emotional experience because in Amherst, there's this Lucy family, Kevin and Joyce Lucy, whose whose son returned from Iraq and committed suicide.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I had met them in North Carolina once, and and I knew them, but I didn't know what town they were from, and here we pull into Amherst, and there they are. And then not only that, there's another Gold Star father that just joined our tour in Amherst. He's going to come all the way to Washington with us.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you called me, I've been talking to him and getting his story. But I don't know if you or your listeners know, but his name's Carlos Andando. And his son was a Marine, and when they came to tell him that his son was killed, he ran out the back and he got into their vehicle and sat in there and set it on fire.
Oh, this does sound familiar. Heard of it, I should say. Yeah.
And he's been burned, you know. He's showing me his burns. I just was talking to him now. He just went out to the bathroom. But, you know, so seeing the Lucy family and Carlos, and now Carlos is with us. So it's been an emotional experience for me. You know, it always is when I... when we stop and we come to a different town, you know, I look out and when I'm speaking and I look out into the crowd, I see people with pictures and of their family members who've been killed in Iraq. And, you know, and I go down and we cry together and embrace and... it's been amazing. You know, it's like there are people that are not involved in the movement that are, you know, that have lost family members that are against this war that people don't know about because they show up at our rallies and they understand what we're trying to do and they're in total support. So it's been quite an experience doing this, you know. So in Boston, I'm not sure what our full schedule is, but this morning we're going to meet with some congressional aides. I think Senator Kennedy and Senator Kerry's aides, I believe, and I forget, some congressman around there.
Okay.
And I don't know if I told you before, but, you know, we have a coordinator, and we're like sheep, you know? we just follow along, and you go there, you go there. So it's, you know, the tour is a combination of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do go to rallies, we speak at rallies, but we also see congressional aides. We don't get to see the Congress people themselves because they're all in Washington, but we see their aides, we tell our stories, we visit schools, we talk to the media. So sometimes we all have to split up and do these things, and So it's the, anyway, that's what's been happening, Scott. So,
Well, it does sound like a very emotional day, and not only are you, does your coordinator have you doing all kinds of events and things, it sounds like it's great that you have time to spend with each other in terms of hearing each other's stories and giving each other
support. Yeah, it's just, you know, Carlos joined the tour yesterday, and, you know, we all spoke together on the, but this is, just this morning is the first time we really sat down, just me and him, and talked about our sons and our experiences and our families and, you know, so, yeah, that's what I've been doing right now, so.
It seems like you haven't been, you've been meeting with congressional and Senate aides and that, but I believe me, all those congressional and Senate leaders down in Washington, D.C. know you guys are coming.
Yeah, that's why we're getting there on the 21st, you know, and the big demonstration is the 24th, so that's what we're planning to do. We're going to be going to see the actual Congress people, and...
That's good. It's obviously an important part of this because we need Congress to remove the funding for this, if nothing else. If it doesn't, if we can't get them to just to do a resolution, well, obviously they have to remove the funding too. That a resolution won't end it in and of itself. But, so it's great that you're stopping to talk to people. I predict you're going to have probably a very good day in Boston in terms of support. And,
yeah, we're hoping for that to happen.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts you want to share with folks?
You know what? We're sort of multitasking here.
I have that sense.
My job is to take care of money and stuff like that. So people are throwing, we just stopped and got gas, and I got to figure out receipts and gas money and stuff like that. So
I had that sense that I was losing you a little bit, but you're doing an incredible job. I mean, if it was me, I'd just be a lot of dead air.
Radio interviewing them, but I got money here and... trying to get that together.
Well, that would be a unique radio experience. We could listen to you counting money. That would be just the kind of thing that would rivet people, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Al. Well,
let me just get this straight, okay. And then maybe we'll talk again. Maybe, I don't know, after Boston or something
that. We will definitely talk again.
Yeah, we'll be... I think we have some whistle stops on our way to New York after Boston.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Providence, New Haven, Connecticut, Providence, and then New York City afterwards.
Oh, great.
So
well, good.
Somewhere on the line there, maybe we can chat.
Okay. Well, I will definitely get back to you, and have a great day, and hey, why not give Carlos a hug for all of us, okay?
I certainly will.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell him that, you know, there's a lot of people that do care about him, you know, so. I'll definitely tell him as soon as he gets back on the bus.
Okay. And I look forward to, when this is all said and done, someday meeting you, Al. I hope that somehow our paths can cross.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it. Have a great day in Boston.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Al Zappala. He's on the northern leg of the Bring Them Home Now tour. Al is a member of Gold Star Families for Peace. His son Sherwood Baker was killed in Iraq in April of 2004. This is Scott Burguin from KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove.